سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتحسبهم إيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those that are listening over the receivers, to learn one ayat of the Quran is like the reward of reading 100 rakats of Nafil Salah. May Allah increase our iman, the love for Allah, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the desire to do many good actions that will take us to Jannah, paradise, and the fear of Allah, and Allah must guide us to abstain from sins that will take people towards Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. I recite in ayat number 18 from Surah Kahf. The English meaning will do. When Allah Ta'ala protected those youth, they were running away from an oppressive king. That those that worship idols and things besides Allah, He used to punish them. So to protect the iman, they left the town and they made dua to Allah. And Allah made them sleep in the cave. And Allah took care of them, the previous verse that we recited last week. That when the sun rises, when the sun sets, or during midday was when the sun is very hot, Allah protected from the light and the rays of the sun falling on the youth. And Allah will make the sun rays go in another direction. And they could be, those youth were in the shade and sleeping comfortably. Then Allah gives another description of the youth in the cave. You would have deemed them to be awake though they were asleep. And we used to turn them over on the right and left sides while the dog stretched out his paws at the threshold, at the entrance. If you were to observe them closely, you would surely have turned away and fled from them, and you would have been filled with awe. Allah Ta'ala made it such that when these youth were resting in the cave, normally we are human. If we sleep in one position, sometimes that part of the body, the skin, can develop a skin rash or pains in the body, pain on that one side. So Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom used to make them turn from side to side while they're sleeping. And the commentators say that Allah Ta'ala made them sleep with the eyes open. And at the entrance of that cave, one dog accompanied them. And the dog was at the entrance of the cave. So while they were sleeping, if somebody passed by that place or just seen at them, out of fear, they'll run away. One is the fierce dog is there. The other is these people are awake. Their eyes are not closed. They can come and attack us. So Allah protected them. Now, regarding keeping a dog, one is a person has a dog as a pet. The angels of mercy don't come in the home where there are pictures of animate objects and a dog. The saliva and the mouth of the dog is napak. If the mouth and the saliva of the dog touches any part of our clothing, or you have a dog that came inside the house and puts its saliva and mouth on the chair, on a table, or on the lounge suite sofa set, then to wash that area is compulsory. If you have a dog for secure, keep it outside the house and is more close the boundary of the fence, not very close contact, and you can use it for hunting also, it's permissible. But besides keeping it as security and using it for hunting, keeping dogs as a pet is not allowed. Now, very, very important that we take lessons today also, where our iman is not so strong. We have oppressive rulers. Today in the social media, people make statements against Muslims and Islam. Aliyazu billah, people make statements against the Quran, against the verses of the Quran. And it is our iman that we will dislike them for the sake of Allah. Al-hub lillah wal-bughz lillah. We love for the sake of Allah, and we dislike also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite the next ayat.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بورقكم هذه فابعثوا أهدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
Ayat number 19, Surah Kahf, Allah says, in this manner we raised them so that they could ask each other. One of them said, how long have you remained? They replied, we remain here for a day or part of a day. Others said, your Rabb knows best how long you tarry. Dispatch someone to the town with the silver coin. Let him then see which food is purest and halal and permissible for Muslims to consume, so that he can bring you some provisions from there. However, it should be subtle and secret, and in a polite way, quiet way, his approach must be, and never inform anyone and everyone about you. When that person is going to buy food, do it secretly and quietly. Don't publicize yourself and don't. Now, Allah Ta'ala made them awake. We are doing ayat number 19. Inshallah, we'll come to ayat number 25. But in Surah Kahf, ayat number 25, Allah speaks about that they slept 309 years. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. The ulama have also given different explanations. Now, is human nature, when you get up from your sleep, we feel hungry and we desire for food. So there's 2-3 lessons from this. One is, if we are traveling, don't travel like a beggar. Carry some money with you. Especially going for Umrah or Hajj. We're going to stay in the holy city, Makkah, Medina, for 3-4 weeks. Carry sufficient money so that you don't have to ask somebody else. And within your budget, you can buy your food, either vegetable dish or meat dish or rice dish, whatever. But plan yourself. And we tie our camel and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were conscious of halal food, permissible food. Where there is a doubt that the chicken is not slaughtered correctly, Bismillah has not been recited, even the mutton and the steak, is not from authentic sources, then rather stay away from it. While traveling, we can carry some almonds, cashews, some potato chips, some nuts, raisins, etc. And in case we don't get a halal restaurant, then we can have these nuts. Or it is mentioned halal, but there is some doubt, you can go for a vegetable dish, or cheese and toast, or margherita pizza, only cheese where there's no meat. We can eat those items that have no meat. It is cheaper also, and more better that it is halal. Allah make it easy. We'll mention some hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاثة صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح أو ولد صالح يدعو له رواه مسلم. Our beloved Rasulullah has said, when a man passes away, then his actions terminate. But three actions which always what he did while living, he'll be getting reward for it. Sincerity of intention, utmost important, number one. Perpetual charity. You gave your lillah fund, towards the masjid, madrasa, towards the hospital, medical clinic. You sponsored clothing for the poor. We provided tents and medicine for Muslim brothers and sisters in war-torn areas, etc. And you happen to pass away, the reward of every musalli reading namaz in that masjid, every student learning Quran, learning hadith, learning fiqh, whatever good activities that take place in the masjid and madrasa, the generous donors will get the reward. Beneficial ilm, knowledge that is beneficial. Knowledge of Quran and Hadith that will make create the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallam, and the love of all those good actions that will make Allah happy, will make Nabi sallam happy, and will grant us the everlasting abode in Jannah. Then pious children who make dua for him while living, try to give our children good Islamic upbringing. When they're born, give them a good Muslim name. Take them to an imam of the masjid or some pious person. Now, I'm not pious. فَلَا تُزَّكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ عَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. The pious ulama in the Darul Uloom, the Nifs classes, 6-7 hours of the day, the tongue is moist with قَالَ اللَّهِ and قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهِ So we can take our baby to the ustad of the Darul Uloom and tell them to make tahniq, a little bit of honey or a very soft date, put it in their mouth, and put it in the child's mouth and make a dua that Allah make the future of the child good in dunya, qabr, and akhirat. And the best gift the parents can give the children is Islamic education and good character and manners. Obviously, we also look at the financial security, give them circular education, try to teach them how to run a business or become a professional doctor, accountant, engineer, etc. But these are secondary, but the first is our faraiz must be on time as far as salah. Have the love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever revive the sunnah, teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they get the reward of 100 martyrs. On the other hand, a person can be earning 50,000 rand a month, 100,000 rand of $10,000 a month, but there's no faraz salah in their life. They're not reciting Quran, no time for zikrullah, no time to write salawat and durood of Rasulullah sallam. We be Muslim for the season. Ramzan time we become Muslims. And when Ramzan is over, we forget our Tawbi and Quran and Sunnah. Faraz namaz is also forgotten. The first 10 days of Zilhijjah come, then again we start our ibadat a little bit. Or we go to some functions, Shabib, 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatul Qadr, or in the 12th of Rabiul Awal, etc. We express our love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are Muslim every day of our life and ask Allah ta'ala for ikhlas, sincerity and istiqamah. I write another hadith
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سئل عن علم عليم ثم قدمه ألجم يوم القيامة بلجام من نار. رواه أبو داود. Whoever is asked about knowledge of Quran and Hadith, fiqh masail, or some other basic masail of namaz, wuzu, etc., and he knows, and purposefully conceal it, will be rained by ring of fire on the day of Qiyamah, Judgment Day. Rawahu Abu Dawud. I'm not a mufti, but we know interest is haram, music is haram, adultery, zina is haram. There are many major sins. There are also certain masails that are about doubtful, like taking out insurance policies and medical aid, etc., or you buy a vehicle or a home through the bank, Islamic bank or whatever. I don't give no masla about that. You can contact other ulama. But if Allah Ta'ala has given us little bit knowledge and somebody asks us, this is haram, say, yeah, it is haram. I can't. Allah made it haram, I can't make it halal. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. These advices are for me first, then for others. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.